never know, you know.
Your brother's son, be called your
nephew.
And if y'all was lost both parents, would be a
be the only child.
Or he's lost both parents.
Well, he's by himself.
He would be a
orphan.
Okay. And a person appointed to look after the orphan.
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces and aunts and uncles around, you said this town is full of what?
Young people.
And you said, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but I actually we know.
Kim.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before would be called a
outsider.
Any other names?
Foreigner.
Would you use that word foreigner about someone who, you know, came from the United States but was new in this area?
I do use it.
Who, would I be a foreigner?
Yeah, really.
How, would someone from North Mississippi be a foreigner?
Well, no, really, we just say anything above Hattiesburg is a Yankee, you know.
Okay. And a woman who conducts school is called?
Teacher.
Okay. Any special names for a woman teacher?
No, not really. Not anymore. I think they used to be called school matron, school mom, or everything in the book.
What about a preacher that's not very well trained and just sort of preaches here and there and he's not very good at preaching? You call him?
Holy Brother.
Okay. What about a carpenter who's not very good?
Scab. Scab.
What does a scab mean?
It means it's really not too good, you know.
What about a shade tree or jackleg?
A what?
Shade tree or jackleg?
Yeah, about the same. I mean, scab to me, I think, go either way, you know. Both of them, all three of them, used around here a good bit.
What?
Scab, jackleg, everything, you know, is used there.
What does jackleg mean?
Same thing, scab, not really that good at it, but tries anyway.
Are you familiar with the last name of Cooper?